Welcome to Fourth Stream Radio, where we consider concepts to help on your quest to a satisfied mind. And today, Dave and I are talking about the things that strengthen the series of partnerships that are found in a family. And if you go to mystronghome.com, you will find a whole workshop and a lot of worksheets that go through all these things that you can sort of evaluate yourself about.
Well, the family is the place where ethics, values, and personalities are forged. And that's all done in the context of either strong partnerships or weak partnerships. So within the family, worldviews are shaped and tyrants or saints are nurtured. And it's true.
It is true.
Look at our tyrants in history and look at their parenting that happened with them. Life compasses are set in this very powerful environment of the home. And what occurs in families will continue to shape the world. And we'd like to talk about some of those partnerships because it's the overlaps that we have in the family that where the real power lies as far as impacting one another. So I list out several here. The couple partnership, because obviously that sets the tone. The father and son partnership, because if you have a son or if you have sons, how you model life has a lot to do with how they perceive life.
And mother-son,
Yeah, you got the and the father-daughter partnership and the sibling partnership. So you put them all together, and you know it really can be, even in a family of four or five people.
It's a lot of relationships.
It is. So in these partnerships, they're kind of an anvil upon which raw materials are forged into steel.
Yeah, and this is a part of what can make parenting so much work. Also a lot of reward is that we're not only working on spousal relationships, we're encouraging and helping to build good relationships all through the family. And so it just takes a lot of wisdom and empathy.
Well, and the couple partnership, the strength of a family begins with the individuals and is reflected in the marriage. So our love for one another is what binds us or blinds us to the souls of our children. And I don't want to just gloss over that because the oneness that you experience in your marriage has a lot to do with how your kids perceive God. So it has a soul impact. And that's one of the reasons why it's incredibly important to work on our marriage relationship.
And one of the greatest things a wife can do, I believe, is to learn what it means to show respect to her husband. So she has to discover what makes him feel that and what doesn't. It's kind of different for each man and woman in their own relationship. And yet there are a lot of things that are very similar. This is generally a pretty foreign idea, I think, to gals because it really isn't our deepest need. Not that we don't need respect, but it seems that, you know, though it varies from person to person, we're looking to guys for esteem, to know that we're above all other women in your eyes. That
cherished is the biblical word.
And that you think the world of us and treasure us.
Yeah, and those two things work together, that love and respect. Well, in the couple partnership, if there's true compassion between a husband and wife, those are models that are far superior to self-centeredness and disinterest. And both lifestyles are incredibly powerful. So if you choose to disconnect rather than connect with your spouse, it has a lot to do with how your children perceive what relationships look like. And it also impacts their security on a huge level.
It really deepens their ability to have good relationships with people when they've seen it modeled. It doesn't take away any difficulty in making it happen, but they have a hope that they know it can happen.
Well, and to the degree that partners model the ability to function as a partnership, our children will understand their own role in society because they're learning about male-femaleness, they're learning about age differences. There are just so many different aspects of what is unfolding in the family. And we bring this up because you cannot underestimate the power of a family for good and for not so good.
Yeah, you learn a lot in the safety of a home that makes you successful in relationships outside the home.
So working on the couple partnership is kind of at the core of things. And to the degree that we become partners, and when I say partner, I mean that we, you know, accentuate each other's strengths and minimize each other's weaknesses, and that we're kind and tender-hearted toward one another. All those things that just don't come naturally.
That is so true.
But we do them because they're right and because God has taught us to do them. The next partnership I'd like to talk about is the father-son partnership. And these are some of the things that I've observed about being a dad, being a father of sons. Accept me, love me, believe in me. Instruct me and even discipline me if you must, but please let me please you. And, you know, I wrote this phrase too, or this sentence, let me know that I'm worth something to you. And separating behavior or falling short from caring about who your son is something that, I don't know, I had to learn a lot about that. And those things communicated have a lot to do with how a man perceives himself as he grows from childhood into adulthood.
Yeah, as I watched our sons, there is so much to the statement you just made. You know, from when they're little and leave good hammers out in the rain.
Right.
To wrecking your car, to getting caught smoking, or worse, vandalism, or worse, you know, just whatever is going on in the heart. Or when your son just isn't like you. Does he still know that he's a man's man?
He's okay.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, a man whom you, his dad, can respect. That's what they're looking for.
Well, what I ask God is to help me to discern principles that will help make me my way, make my way in life, and give me the freedom to try, to fail, and to succeed, and to communicate that. Because even if success happens or if failure happens, that doesn't change the fact that my son is my son. And I want him to know that on a spiritual dimension, in a life success perspective about school and what you do, because you are who you are and you have value to me because you are my son.
And then there's the mother-son relationship, which is a little different because boys have an easier time becoming men if we don't hold too tightly to their boyishness.
Yes.
They will move from needing my protection to being more of a protector. But it seems they still need to know that my affection is unwavering.
Well, you've done a really good job of that. And I think you started recognizing on the horizon that, you know, the separating began
pretty early,
and that you were there to still be a mom, but to help with that separating process. I love watching your relationship with your grown sons and your grown daughter right now, because it's a beautiful thing because of the friendship that's there. But also, you've done a good job and been very gracious about, you know, being a mom when you need to and being a friend when you need to. And you still continue to do that. You did it yesterday, you know, in a conversation. And I just thought, man, I'm so glad from a partnership perspective that I have Bernadette.
Well, we do definitely bring different things.
It's true. I think about this quite a bit because our oldest is a girl. And so the father and daughter partnership was something that was kind of forefront for me really quickly. And it's kind of the same thing. Notice me, love me, believe in me. Let me know that I'm special to you. And that was one thing that I continued to do. And I did all the way through the teenage years and into the married years and whatever for my daughters, that she's special and that she is significant. And there's nothing about her that in any way makes me want to back away from her.
Right.
You know, I want to keep walking toward her because she's my girl, she's my daughter. And after all, I only have one.
Well, I watched her with you and she adored you. And she learned to trust your judgment. She really knew you had concern for her, I believe. So when she hit tougher years with boys and just really some serious life, harsh realities, I think she trusted what you had to say about them and about life. Now, that's not to say she didn't test out your theories, but when she found them to be true, it just strengthened her view. And now she has her own kids. She feels completely free to have her own opinions that are different from yours, but she still feels safe with you, and that's pretty fun to watch.
Well, it's a neat thing, and these are the voices that I heard from my daughter as she grew up and came into adulthood. Please keep loving me. Please don't reject me. Please try to understand me and take me seriously. Please trust me and love me no matter what. Help me to discern principles that will help me make my way in life. And I love that about our girl, about our daughter, because she has found her own faith, which is resulting in her own freedom to try and to fail and succeed and to live and still be my little girl.
And I think moms can do a lot for daughters simply by treating her dad with genuine high regard and not bashing him. Helping her understand her femininity and the power in that, because there is power in it.
Yes.
And as much as we can figure out how you guys think,
Yeah, to whatever degree.
Yeah, she'll be further ahead in life's relationships.
The all of these partnerships lay a foundation then related, because these involve how adults perceive their relationship with their kids. But then you've got the siblings.
Right.
And there's a sibling, different, a whole variety of sibling partnerships. Stick with me. Stick up for me. Talk to me. Mm-hmm. Honor me. Care for me because I'm family. Care for me because we have been companions for life. Care for me because you're older. Let's care for each other because we are each other's flesh and blood. And I, right now, as I'm even reading that, I'm thinking of a picture of a family that we know that has several boys and one gal that has challenges, has learning challenges. And, you know, they just watched out for her, even though she was their older sister. And it was just a beautiful example of the sibling partnership. And I think about them all the time when I think about the love that that is showered upon one another because we learn how to be partners with our siblings.
Yeah, and I want to add to that. I read a book by Edith Schaefer, and it was called What is a Family? It's a pretty old book, but one of the things she talked about was about how kids communicate in a family. And her belief was that in an argument, there are things that you don't let wild horses drag from your mouth. So in a family, we all know each other's underbellies, so to speak, just that comment you could make that you know would just kill the argument.
Right.
You would win it.
Yay.
But it would ruin your trust for each other, you know, maybe forever. So those are the things that she said would let you win the argument, but could forever sow mistrust into your family relationships. She wasn't advocating shutting down major discussions. She was advocating teaching your kids how to fight fair. So deep trust comes from knowing that siblings can be deeply trusted.
Well, and that's one of the things we enjoy now as we watch our grandchildren relate to one another, because they're passing some of these partnership things on in how they treat each other, just like you were describing. You know, these things are just the basics when it comes to family partnerships. There's a lot of information. There are a lot of things to think through. There's the partnership with the child most like you.
Yes.
Which is interesting.
Sometimes that's easy, and then there are some real rough patches.
And then the child who is most like your spouse, which
same.
Adds something with regard to dynamics. And then you've got the child you wonder from which planet he or she arrived.
Yeah. Was there a mix-up at the hospital?
Well, how these partnerships function, how they're tested, and how they succeed or fail all form the foundations for life. This is where we learn about what makes a team, and this is where we should experience the ultimate refuge in these family partnerships, and it takes a lot of work to accomplish it, but when accomplished, when prayed into reality as well as worked into reality by the choices that we made, well, it's going to change our worldview and our view of significance.
Right. When kids are out in the world and it's tough at school, they need to know that when they come home, it's a place of refuge, that they are truly safe there.
The family partnership is perhaps the most important institution under all of creation. And, you know, we've got all these different things about, you know, education and government and whatever. But I'll tell you, you know, the family is where the power lies.
Yep.
You can find more video and course information at mystronghome.com. Forestream.com is a collection of resources to help you and those you know experience the freedom of a kingdom life. If you'd like to listen to today's program in its entirety, go to forestream.com and click on the radio button.
Together, we are finding hope at forestream.com.